Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Florida maple. The Florida maple is a lovely shade tree for the North Florida landscape. It can reach 60 feet in height, but is more often seen at heights of 20 to 30 feet. This maple provides beautiful fall colors in muted yellows and oranges, and older trees have very attractive ribbed gray bark. Plant your Florida maple in full or part sun. It'll do well in a variety of soils and is tolerant of short drought periods. Irrigation can help pull your tree through extended drought. The roots are often shallow, so this tree should be planted where a mower will not damage them and people will not trip over them. Several different types offer appealing variations in fall color and canopy shape. For more information about the Florida maple and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Walters viburnum. Walters viburnum makes a great addition to the Florida landscape. This native's leaves are glossy and dark green and emit an appealing fragrance when crushed. Walters viburnum can grow to about 20 feet, but you can also choose dwarf forms. This low-maintenance evergreen can be used in the landscape as a small tree, a fine-textured tall screen, or an espalier, but it can produce root suckers, so it may need regular pruning. Walters viburnum prefers full or part sun and will tolerate a range of different soil types. Its high drought tolerance, the showy white flowers in early spring, and the blackberries coveted by birds make Walters viburnum a popular selection throughout the state. Its sharp branch angles also provide a great place for birds to build nests. For more information about Walters viburnum and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pentas. When many other plants fade in Florida's hot and humid summers, pentas truly shine. These attractive plants produce red, pink, or white flowers throughout the warm months and attract hummingbirds and butterflies. The name comes from the fact that the tubular flower has five lobes, like a star. In many areas of Florida, pentas grow as perennials, though they'll die back after freezes if not protected. Pentas are great plants for container gardens and also work well in mass plantings. Plant your pentas in the late spring in a site with full sun and well-drained soil. Most pentas will reach over a foot in width and 2 to 3 feet tall, so make sure to leave them plenty of room. Pinch back early growth to encourage bushier plants. For more information about pentas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, therapy gardens. Therapy gardens engage people to help improve their minds, bodies, or spirits. They're found throughout the world and are used in settings as varied as hospitals, schools, youth outreach programs, prisons, and nursing homes. Therapy gardens are typically set up for a specific population, so a therapy garden for blind people might have plants with an especially wide variety of textures and scents, while one for the wheelchair-bound may have many raised shallow beds. Research has shown that therapy gardens can help reduce physical pain, encourage social interaction, and help ease emotional pain from grief or abuse. The positive effects of a therapy garden can be achieved through working in the garden, but this tranquil setting can also provide a healing place to sit or meditate. For more information about therapy gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden gadgets for guys. Father's Day is a great time to tell dads how much you appreciate them, and what better way than with a garden gadget or two. Get the dad in your life a really nice pair of pruning shears. A quality pair will have replaceable blades and can last a lifetime. A handcart, a new mower, or a lawn edger will make yard work easier. Think about giving your weather-watching dad a rain gauge or thermometer. They're made in a wide range of styles and can come with high-tech automatic features. Help your dad light up the night by giving him a landscape lighting system, and the gift of weatherproof speakers will allow him to listen to the game while enjoying the great outdoors. For more information about garden gadgets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.